This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning company. It's Hemp Inc., and with us today is one of their certified master growers. He's going to tell us about the business and his relationship in correspondence with hemp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol H-E-M-P. And with us today is Tony Finch. Tony, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You know, tell my listeners a little bit about your business and your company relationship with hemp.
Well, a little bit of background on my business is I'm a fourth-generation farmer here in Spring Hope, North Carolina. And we traditionally grew tobacco and then migrated into tobacco and sweet potatoes. And family farming is suffering, not just us, all across the country. And we're searching for new crops to grow. And I've been doing growing a fiber crop for Hemp Inc. for their lost circulation materials for 3 years. They're an excellent company to do business with. I think the COO is Mr. Schmidt. He's a good fellow. He's earned my respect and trust. He's a man that believes a man's word and his handshake is worth something. And that's kind of hard to find in today's business.
I agree.
But, yes, sir. But we've been growing fiber for 3 years, and that has turned into be a somewhat profitable business there with Hemp Inc. And now that we have hemp passed in North Carolina where we can grow some industrial hemp, we've moved into that. And our first year was, I guess you could say, we had some learning curves thrown at us. We overcame those, and we're really looking forward to the second year.
So just tell my listeners what the average hemp crop of, say, maybe 10 or 15 acres would bring compared to a regular corn or sweet potato crop.
Well, without a calculator right in front of me, I have to be a little conservative with numbers. I hate to say an exact number.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I can definitely say for sure that it's, five, six times more than any other crop that I can grow here. Especially tobacco has been king in North Carolina for many years. And tobacco's fell off tremendously in the past 3 to 5 years. And a lot of farmers are struggling right now. And hemp is showing the profit margins to be well above tobacco. And that was the main cash crop here in North Carolina for generations. You know, great-granddaddy and granddaddy, my dad.
Right.
Oh, you know, we took care of the families, made the money, and off of that one crop. And that's not an option anymore. And hemp is going to bring that back where the family farm can get out there and make a living and preserve the lifestyle and the way family farming ought to be.
Absolutely. You know? Why is hemp appealing crop for you and others?
Oh, well, that's a couple reasons in there. Obviously is profit. No one gets into farming planning to get rich and retire at 50. You do it because you love it.
Right.
You love farming.
Right, right.
But, you know, farming is a business just like any other business. And I need to make a profit. And as we were mentioning earlier, the dollar per acre that I can make growing CBD hemp, you know, far surpasses any other crop I can grow. And unfortunately, hemp is a very hands-on crop. But here in Carolina, we're used to growing tobacco, which is very labor-intensive. It's hands-on from the time you put it in the ground to the time you sell it. So we are accustomed and used to working hard with the crop and being hands-on with it to be able to get it to market.
Right.
And, you know, that puts us a little bit ahead. The other side is not just the money. is, I guess you could say, the part of helping out. You know, growing CBD hemp can be turned into a product.
Absolutely.
That can help children with epilepsy, and they can stop having these epileptic seizures.
I agree.
Our soldiers are coming back with PTSD. It helps with those symptoms. There are studies out that show that the CBD helps cancer. You know, who knows how many other things there are that CBD products can help people with. And none of this CBD gives you bad side effects like traditional drugs.
That's true.
So who wouldn't really want to be a part of this industry and this movement and give back a little bit by helping people to have better lives, better lifestyles, being able to enjoy life a little bit?
I agree.
It's not all about the money. You've got to give back some. And this CBD hemp crop can do both. It can bring back the family farm and let us make some money for all our hard work. And at the same time, help people all over the world, not just in the U.S. here. I mean, it's all over the world. People can get help from this product, and I think it's a great thing.
My guest today is Tony Finch. He's a certified master grower. He's been working with the hemp organization. Well, hemp trades on the OTC markets, ticker symbol HEMP, if you want to take a look at their stock. It's trading at around 3 cents a share. From a farming perspective, why is North Carolina positioned in such a big way for hemp producers and manufacturers in America?
Well, in my opinion, North Carolina already has a lot working in our favor as far as our weather and climate and our soil conditions here. North Carolina gets enough annual rainfall to grow and sustain a good hemp crop without the need of a lot of irrigation.
I see.
You know, the plants seem to like a nice, kind of hot, warm, humid climate. And summertime here in Carolina, if you've ever been in the South during the summertime, you know it's plenty humid.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's something we've got going in our favor. And with the soil types we have, it's good from the mountains to the coast. We have good soil all the way across the state, which allows farmers from the mountains to the coast to be able to grow this crop. It's not just a one little localized, one part of the state area of farmers that could get into this crop. It's the whole state. And, you know, that's the more product you can get, you know, the better off you are in helping the industry take off in North Carolina.
Absolutely.
You know, and if there's a, I guess you'd say, if we've got a lot of product here, from a manufacturing standpoint, manufacturers will come because there'll be a lot of product here.
Good point. Good point.
I mentioned before where we're used to dealing with a tobacco crop that's a very hands-on crop. Hemp is a lot like tobacco in that aspect. You have to be out there in it every day working, and that's something we're used to doing already. So farmers are used to that kind of work. And right now there's not a lot of specialized hemp equipment, I guess you would say, like there is for grains and our tobacco industry here in Carolina. But, you know, farmers are pretty smart at innovating new ways and equipment to handle a crop. So as we get more in-depth into it, I'm sure there's going to be some equipment that's designed and built, and, you know, new technology will come along with it that'll help move the industry right along, and that's not good just for North Carolina. That's good for the whole industrial hemp movement all over the nation, you know. So the more people that get in it, the better the industry is going
to
be.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you for coming on the show and, you know, bringing us up to date about what it takes to be a certified master grower and bringing us up to date about the hemp movement in North Carolina. In closing, is there anything that you didn't get a chance to mention about that you would like to in closing here?
I guess I would like to take one small opportunity here to, from a small family farmer that was struggling on the economic side to make ends meet, as we say. I would like to take a minute to say thanks to Hemp Inc. for coming to Carolina and putting in a manufacturing facility, because it's given me a new avenue to grow a new crop that otherwise I was looking in the next few years, I thought our family farm would be folding up just because of the economics, and I wouldn't be able to pass it down to my kids, which would be the fifth generation running our family farm. And, you know, if your children want the farm, that's great. But if they don't, they don't have to.
Right.
But it's real nice to have the ability for it to be here so they can have that option.
Absolutely.
And that's, I'm real grateful for Hemp Inc. and those guys over there. They're an awesome bunch of people. They're very honest to do business with. I wish there was more folks I could do business with like them. But and also a little tip of the hat, and thanks to the, it wouldn't have been possible at all without our legislators here in North Carolina.
That's correct.
That passed our industrial hemp bill. If any of you guys happen to pick up on this show and listen, I'd like to say thank you for all the above reason that I stated before. You know, you're giving me the opportunity to try to grow a new crop and see what we can do with it. And thanks for you guys letting us do that. And, you know, thanks to you also. It's always good to get talk a little bit about the good things hemp can do. It's not just for, you know, as the CBD aspect, helping people, but you're helping a lot of farmers out here make a living. And the more press we can get, the more people can talk about it and realize that industrial hemp is a very good thing for everybody.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk to you in about 60 days.
Okay, that'd be great. Anytime.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.